Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bill Delkenberg is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 14 years. He is the chief economist at the NFIB, for the NFIB, I should say, and his index, Small Business Optimism Index, is now 41 years old. We celebrated the 40th anniversary here, right here on the show last year, didn't we, Bill?
That's right, we did. Your counting was good then, and it's good now.
Welcome back, folks. That's the reason why Bill's work is never far from my lips, because I always use the work that he does to support the things that I do here, and the things that you're doing here in your businesses. Bill, let's get into the weeds a little bit on your index. They're not hiring. Small businesses are not hiring, are they?
Well, they told us that they hired. We asked them if they increased or decreased employment over the last 3 months, and the September number was really a very strong number, and it's an average for all firms. Of course, most firms don't change employment, so it was 0.24 workers per firm added net, and that was up from 0.02, so that's a big jump, and it's historically,
well, it is.
That was a good number. And, you know, and the jobs number was okay looking back. I mean, this is a backward-looking question, right? Did you do it in the last 3 months? Going forward...
But 0.24 workers, and that's a fourth of a worker per respondent, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, on average, right.
Right. So
net of terminations, that's the net increase in employment per firm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So no way of knowing whether that was a part-time person or full-time? There was a part-time, what the part-time, full-time thing broke out to.
Right, not for us. You know, we look at the macro numbers, and of course we see that,
right,
you know, the part-time work has really been picking up,
mm-hmm,
substantially, and we've been losing full-time jobs, and I think a huge amount of that is attributable to Obamacare, and
right,
the incentives that the Obamacare gives us. Everybody's cutting hours back so that they don't fall under the mandate to have to provide health care.
Any index out there anywhere that you can, that you know of, that compares, that has this same element for big businesses? Are they
not
in general? In general, are big businesses hiring?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Manufacturing has been doing okay. Hospitality has been doing okay, and that's, you know, that's low-skill workers,
right,
and a lot,
right,
of part-time workers there.
Mm-hmm.
Construction, of course, had a seasonal run, but now it's starting to wind down.
Mm-hmm.
Since, you know, weather-wise,
weather,
people aren't,
right,
going to start the projects,
mm-hmm,
right, with winter coming in some parts of the country.
One of the troubling parts of your index issue this month was inventory.
Yeah, inventories. You know, look, if you ask them if their inventories are too low or too high, the net percent who said too low was zero. And historically, that's a very solid number, and that was,
mm-hmm,
2 points better than last month. What that says is that there's good balance. As many owners say too high as say too low, and so if you look at the 40-year history, that's a satisfactory number. Then the question is, you know, are they going to add the inventories or not? Well,
right,
it was only a net 2%, so that was up 1 point. But, I mean, basically nobody's going to add the inventories, and that's because, of course, we look at the expectations numbers. They're not really expecting any improvements in their sales volumes, and they don't,
right,
think the economy is going to get better. So you don't stock up on inventory if you don't think customers are coming.
Well, you reported that firms are liquidating stocks faster than they're adding them.
Right, they are.
So that's the thing. That's the point. The thing that I was looking at.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign for the holiday season, is it?
Right, and then that's you know, because they've been doing that. That's why they're happy with what they have. So they've been satisfying customer sales by drawing down their inventories mm-hmm. rather than buying new stuff. So
there's another element to this too, though, Bill, that we have to point out in this day and age, and that is that maybe they're just better at inventory management than they used to be. Maybe their supply chain is more efficient than it used to be. They don't have to keep as much stuff. They can keep a model, and people will accept it to be delivered tomorrow or something like that. What do you think?
Well, that's certainly been happening along the way. As you remember, the old inventory sales ratios used to be a lot higher than they are today.
Right.
Because we can do just in time, so to speak, and then the champions mm-hmm. of just in time are, you know, like Amazon and so on.
Who
deliver the same day maybe.
Right.
But if they're delivering the same day, you know, that piece of inventory is sitting somewhere in a warehouse or something that
right.
they've got.
What did they
tell you? So looking at the small businesses, they're telling us really that, you know, they've been managing inventory closely, and they're just not building it because
right.
they're happy with where they are based on their forecast for sales over the next 12 months.
Well, just-in-time is something I've sure been talking to them about for a long time now, so I'm hoping that that's the case with this inventory number. What are they telling you about capital spending? It looks like that may not be as good.
Well, capital spending didn't turn out to be great either. The percent who made an actual outlay over the last 3 months or so was pretty much unchanged. It's kind of been the same number, you know, for years now, which, you know, leads me to think about we're just in replacement mode. We take care of things as they wear out. There's more and more depreciation the older this expansion gets,
mm-hmm.
so they have to do that just to keep, you know, to take care of the customers that they have now. If you look at plans to make capital outlays, you know, those took a real dive, a 5-point dive.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're not going to improve our capital, we can't raise worker productivity, and, of course, that means wages won't go up.
And let me connect all that to a policy issue, the Section 179 reapproval. The Section 179 depreciation went away and has not been reapproved. I think people may be waiting on that right now. Quick break. Hold on to that thought. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.